Renewables are pushing US electricity prices up March 20th, 2024. The artificial intelligence boom means the need for vastly more computing power. This is leading to a sharp jump in data centers with a consequent increase in projected electricity demand, see AI boost US energy. Elon Musk noted the pressure this is putting on the supply of electric infrastructure. Electricity has stepped up to very high voltage for transmission before being transformed back down to the familiar 110 volts we use. For example, generator transformers now have a two-year waiting list. Most regions of the U.S. are planning for increased power demand. The PJM region attributes all to data centers. Virginia has added 75 since 2019. Microsoft plans to use dedicated nuclear fusion plants to power its growing AI business. Shifting to increased use of electricity is a key pillar of the energy transition, since in theory, an EV run on solar or wind power generates no CO2 emissions, although its manufacturer does. Utilities are at the forefront of delivering more electricity from renewables. This is part of decarbonizing our economy. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, or the EIA, published their 2023 Annual Energy Outlook, the AEO, almost exactly a year ago. In it, they projected a 0.7% annual increase in power consumption. By July, they had concluded that their models needed an overhaul to better model hydrogen, carbon capture, and other emerging technologies. So they're skipping this year's AEO while they do that, and will return next year with the 2025 Annual Energy Outlook. In January last year, PJM forecast 1.4% annual demand growth for electricity over the next decade. 2 months ago, they raised this to 2.4% over their 10-year planning horizon. It's safe to assume that next year's long-term outlook from the EIA will assume faster demand growth. NextEra Energy says it, in quotes, has a plan to lead the decarbonization of America, close quotes. On their most recent earnings call, management's enthusiasm about growth opportunities in renewables reminded me of pipeline companies 7 to 10 years ago during the dash for growth that was the Shell Revolution. There's an unfailing confidence that growth is good. For investors, that requires that projects will earn a risk-adjusted return above the company's weighted average cost of capital. A lot of Shell Revolution capital is poorly allocated. Too many projects, both upstream and midstream, fail to generate a return above their cost of capital. The energy transition and build-out of renewables originally came with much excitement and enthusiasm. Democrat political leaders were partly to blame. Joe Biden promised cheap, reliable electricity along with well-paid union jobs. Climate extremists have long misrepresented the actual cost of intermittent solar and power. U.S. electricity prices are climbing. Over the past 5 years, they've increased at a 4.9% annual rate, 0.7% faster than the CPI. Renewable share of U.S. power generation has been climbing for 2 decades and is now around 22%. It's not a coincidence. The S&P Global Clean Energy Index peaked in late 2020. NextEra Energy peaked a year later. U.S. electricity prices had long fluctuated between 13 and 14.5 cents per kilowatt hour, but around the time that inflated renewables expectations began to sag, power prices rose. Fortunately, we're nowhere close to Germany, proud leader of the energy transition, where wholesale electricity is around 55 cents per kilowatt hour. This blog is in favor of reducing CO2 emissions. As we tirelessly point out, replacing coal with natural gas remains America's biggest success on this score. But few consumers want to pay more for energy, and who can blame them when climate extremists have long asserted with no evidence that renewables are cheaper as well as better for the planet? As a result, few expect to pay more for the energy transition. Climate extremists have overpromised on the solution. This puts utilities in an unenviable position. They're at the forefront of what many believe is a vital mission to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but investors are souring on them. NextEra management conceded on their recent earnings call to be disappointed with their stock performance, which is 2.2% per annum over the past 5 years. The sudden growth in data centers will likely put further upward pressure on electricity prices, since for most utilities at the margin, adding new capacity is likely to cost more than their current average cost. Socializing the cost of added data center demand across all their customers will be unpopular, and will also require more traditional energy. Natural gas infrastructure will benefit, and planned coal plant retirements might be delayed. JP Morgan expects Williams companies could see 0.75 billion cubic feet per day of incremental throughput on their natural gas pipeline network and projects, in quotes, the total national opportunity potentially multiples of this figure, close quotes. Where the pipeline sector differs from utilities is that they'll often meet incremental demand with small additions to existing capacity, usually funded organically. They don't have the same pressure to deliver the energy transition at a cheap price. Utility investors are learning to be less enthusiastic about CapEx-funded growth.